Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I am depressed this morning. I'm not sure you can change my depression about Nebraska basketball. We will talk this out through the first segment throughout the show. I'll need you guys' help because I am in pain right now.
Physical pain?
I feel ill. Not actually ill, but I just feel like...
I feel ill.
You know what I'm talking about. I feel mentally ill right now. About the state of things with Nebraska ball, and I am sad.
It's fun in certain. I'm going to say the number of texts that I received and number of times as I watched the game with my wife Laura. Oh, Jake's not doing well.
No, Jake wasn't doing well.
No, and then I'd look at my phone and I'd see the stream of text messages.
Not good.
Yeah,
there's profanity in the text messages last night.
Yeah, there's profanity. There was
inappropriate.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely was.
Definitely inappropriate.
Not going to push back on that.
But it was the number of people that were just like, and that is the part that one of my favorite things about Jake.
Yes.
And Jake also, you know what's great about his fandom is that. He also, sometimes the fans just don't enjoy a win. Jake enjoys every win.
Oh God, he does.
As if
all 22 of them.
I mean, he enjoys everything as if it's, you know, they just went to the Final Four. And, yeah.
That's okay.
Well, I did go through two straight seven-win total seasons with Fred Hoiberg to start. And the third season
God,
was
there
a 10.
Was a 7-win?
Back-to-back. They won seven games, and then 10. And that's then leaped to 16, and they've been pretty good the last 3 years since then. But... Yeah, I do celebrate all wins, and I mourn all losses. There's only been four this year, including last night.
Final.
But I am so freaking sick of the Iowa Hawkeyes. I gotta hate those guys.
Really?
Yes. Every sport besides volleyball, they own Nebraska. Football, know the story there. Thanks to Bill, he beat him one time in the last 30 years, it feels like now. Basketball, own Nebraska. Wrestling owned Nebraska. Baseball owned Nebraska. Softball probably owned Nebraska. I don't know.
I don't know about softball.
That university pisses me off to no extent, and I am fired up this morning.
I know this. When the court storming started, Laura goes, that's not good either for Jake.
That actually showed, expressed that Nebraska is very good to them. So I thought maybe they wouldn't storm to say it's Nebraska, big whoop. No, they stormed. So I was happy to see that, actually. Not the fact that Nebraska lost.
We always support court storms, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed.
Are you?
Yes. Very, very upset this morning.
Should we wait?
Are we doing idle chit chat?
This is. Go ahead. Idle chit. I have nothing besides just anger and sadness.
Well, what did you do yesterday? Prior.
Yeah,
to
we
the
had
game?
Prior
well,
to.
I took Scotland to swim lessons last night.
That's something.
That's something.
That was something
that's
positive.
Idle.
That was fun.
Let's chat.
That was fun.
Yeah. How's she doing? Does she like the water?
She likes the water. She does like to swim.
That's good.
Scotland is responsive now, right now, too. I thought
yeah, she was here the other morning.
I mean,
Monday.
Knuckles and high five. She does them all. So it's that's fun.
Okay, really. So that's fun.
Yeah. So that was.
Are you a good swimmer?
No, hell no. I'm a tear. I bet of all
Jake
four of us are the worst by far.
To go to the pool in the summer.
I was out by them, right? Constant lathering of sunscreen.
Sunscreen, there's no way.
How could I possibly go to the pool?
Jake, it's pretty good cloud cover. Go ahead and head over there, buddy. But
and their kids would like shield
the
their eyes
days.
From you. Would they do that? I can't see.
I did make a mistake about 10 years ago. Went to Florida for like I think it was winter, probably January.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of, it's overcast. Not putting sunscreen on today.
Oh, boy.
Now, that was a sign of an albino right there. That was the most pain I've ever been. Every part of...
That's
besides,
horrible.
That's why the swim trunks are covered, obviously. That everything that was uncovered...
Right. I understand.
I couldn't move. There's no amount of aloe vera that existed that could have fixed that problem.
That can get really bad. We've all been there, right?
And we've all done we've all done that. Yeah.
I don't know if you've experienced that one. That
I've experienced
horrible.
Some severe pain with sunburn. There was one time I threw a bunch of those, what do you call them? Oh, God. Popsicles in clear wrap. I just threw a bunch of them on the bed. The ones
laid on top of them?
Yeah, laid on top of them. I mean, you just do about anything you can to subdue the pain. There is something you can take, though, that works pretty well, like in pill form.
What's that? Yeah, morphine. Morphine.
No, something. Oh. There's something Trix gave me. I was like, okay, this is helping. But
Trix
whatever.
To help with. So if somebody gets sunburned right now, it appears that we're gonna get a hold of Trixie.
She has a pill.
Stop by the house.
Make the pain go away.
Stop by the
You're
house.
You're right though. That cloud cover is deceptive.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. It is a dangerous deal. I'm with Jake on that one. I went over to just to take in and get a feel for the girls' state wrestling tournament.
You went?
You went to Omaha?
I went to Omaha.
You're gotta be kidding me.
And it was fabulous. It really was.
Packed
Who'd you
house?
Watch?
What's that? Just that had friends over there that had youth that was wrestling. So
for
very,
Pender?
Very excited like that. I didn't see any Pender. No, I did not. But
fair assumption though.
It was great. Now,
does
there
Pender
was,
have wrestling?
Yes.
They do?
There was a situation. Me and Laura got removed from our seats. Well, it's a system, and I'll say this: I followed Bill's Thrills.
Okay.
When someone they said now, somebody decided to be the police, okay. and asked if we had the seats for this section or this exact area or not, and then we tried to kind of fake him out. We're like, we're just out. But there was just so you know, there was over 6,000 empty seats, and we were paid customers. We're going to kind of watch someone wrestle.
I don't like where this is going.
And we're kind of
go,
we go, hey, let's just walk down here and watch this 6-minute match, right? Yeah. And the guy, now after that, there was people coming and going. There was no one getting checked anywhere.
I don't like this.
We must have had a look on it. And I go, what would single us out when there's absolutely nothing, nothing going on anywhere around
did you
us?
Ask Laura that?
Yes, I did. I go,
what would single us?
Yeah, were you wearing the orange or green bright
no,
shirt,
no,
Bill?
No, there was nothing.
There's nothing that would single
no,
you out.
No, there was nothing.
There's nothing. Then, you're normal people.
But it was just like there was zero people being, there was nothing. It's kind of like, hey, you kind of came and went, and everybody in the whole place was comfortable, except for we just went, hey, let's just go over there and watch this match right there. Hey, you two. Oh yeah!
Wow,
came after us. Yeah, came after us.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had to. We
I'm
got
just
through
surprised
it.
That's
have...
almost like a Bugaboo Tuesday.
Oh, it was close. But then I got back to. Hang on now. I guess he technically has a job. They really didn't. Really, their
I'm
job.
I'm not with you.
I know. I'm not. That one I really wasn't. Uh-huh. The guy.
Come
their,
on.
Their job was just to make sure there wasn't any sort of a, you know, concerning like whatever. Just there was nothing going on, and everyone there was getting along great. There was nobody going like, hey, what's your deal?
If someone came along and said, these are our seats, you would have gladly said, yeah, all right, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. We'll move over.
And I'm going to say, in the section we were in, within our area, there was 200 empty.
Okay, see, that's why I have a problem.
There was 200 empty.
See, I have a problem, Jake.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
You were targeted.
And also, we did.
Yeah, he was kind of targeted.
You were targeted by somebody.
I didn't go. Bill, it wasn't like
why
all.
Why would we be targeted?
It wasn't like all of a sudden I showed up like courtside of the game.
Right.
There's two chairs down there. I'm watching the Nebraska Purdue game going, there's two seats down there. Yeah, no
then,
one's sitting
there. Then we understand the problem.
I'm going to give it a shot here. No, that's a little much. We're way, and also is in the corner. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
Wow.
But I will say this, the organization of the event was well-run NSAA.
So you guys went up there at what time?
Oh,
got
up there probably, I don't know, late afternoon.
Really?
Late afternoon, and just checked
Stayed
it
for
out.
A little bit?
Stayed for a little bit,
went
yeah.
Went and got some dinner?
What's that?
With saw the Flemings?
Did not do any of that. Went saw House Mender.
Layton.
And then Olivia, the wedding that you chose not to attend.
I was there.
Jake chose to attend.
I got called from Bill to the dance floor from way across.
Back, yeah. They played Copperhead Road really early.
I could not be further away from the dance floor if I tried.
The best part, Jake knew when I yelled what was going on.
I did. I said,
and
I got to go.
And then I had to yell at somebody else who was trying to talk to him. I would let him go.
I got stopped on the way over to the dance floor.
Yeah. Jake was getting stopped a lot. He was very popular. Super popular. So that was my...
It's good. I don't have... I just
worked. What'd you do?
I just
did you
work.
Write?
Yeah, I did. I wrote. That's what I did. What? I didn't do a ton, but I did write. And I didn't make it to the end of the game.
You didn't?
Oh, about 7 minutes to go, I was out. I was like, I know where this is going, first of all.
What was the score at that point?
It was close.
Was Nebraska up by two, maybe?
Maybe up by two, probably.
Yeah, it was like that.
It was 43-41.
I think
forever.
They're up one, but I knew. I didn't like where it was going at all.
I mean, until Sam had the foul on the 3-point shot,
yeah,
with a minute to go or whatever. Less than a minute. That's kind of where it was over.
I didn't like where it was going.
No, it didn't. There wasn't a part you're watching going like, I think we're this close to just blowing the lid off this place.
No, I didn't like it at all. And there's published reports in the morning that I can figure out what happened. So
go to bed. It was 7 minutes to go, and that game was always tight.
It killed me.
They weren't down 20. They weren't up 20. It was within 5 points the whole time.
I didn't really choose. My body chose for me.
I wish I would have, because by the time the game got over, then I was kind of wide awake.
I did not fall.
Yeah,
so I was.
I think I stared at the ceiling until about 11:30, just thinking about things.
Nebraska
ball. Yeah, nothing. Not about life, but about Nebraska ball.
Wow,
where things have gone wrong.
I couldn't do that for 3 minutes.
I couldn't go to sleep.
Really?
I finally did, but it took a while.
I'm with Jake. It took me a while to go to sleep.
It did not take me. I was out, and I didn't wake up till like 2:30. Which that never happens, by the way. 5 straight hours. Do you ever sleep 5 straight hours?
Not that often.
It's rare for me.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah, I usually wake up at 3 for some reason.
Really? That's an older
I know. I know. It's been a problem for a while. I haven't had a long sleep for a while. Interrupted sleep.
Yeah,
probably need to get that checked out.
Yeah.
Sort of sleep study.
What about your car? What about your ignition?
Car still turns on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a pretty good run of first times car going on. This morning, though, it took about eight pushes to get it going.
Yeah, it's not
did good. Get it, though.
It's not weather affected?
No. Well, I would think the cold would affect it, but it was okay in the cold. Like, the car did turn on in -2. The rare day we had that in this winter.
Yeah.
Early on.
I'm going to call it winter. Yeah,
well, it's going to get cold. Isn't it cold tomorrow?
Yeah, but like 30-something.
Yeah.
It's not 10 or -4.
No, we're going to have a 6, though. A 6 low on Sunday morning.
It's like 90 yesterday. Wind blowing.
Weird yesterday.
There'll be 4 straight.
It was a weird day.
It was weird. The wind makes it weird, doesn't it? It feels weird.
There'll be 4 straight days in the 30s from Friday through Monday, then back to the mid-50s immediately Tuesday. So very short-lived.
Kaiser, chime in about that plowable snow. Let me know.
Precip on Thursday, right?
I'm seeing a chance.
Snow showers?
It says less than an inch at most from like noon to 3.
Snow showers.
Snow showers. Yeah, I wouldn't expect anything to accumulate. It'll be too warm.
Hard to get a good snow when it's 60. Really hard. Really
it's
hard.
It's going to be in the 30s.
I think I did see a little rain last night, though.
Oh, yeah. There was
something.
There was a smattering.
You were probably asleep at this point, Sip, but it did.
Smattering there was smattering of rain.
A little bit.
I'm saying not even measurable.
Yeah,
was not even.
I just saw on my window there was a sign of rain, which made me happy.
Yeah, well, I didn't like the way it was going at all. I didn't. If you watched the game, it was not. That was alarming,
just
actually.
I felt going into it, it's like, okay, Sturts, right, his name?
Yeah, Bennett Sturts.
It's like, I thought, okay, you're not going to stop him, but you need to hold him to 5. Under his average, which isn't, that's not like something
he's averaging 20.4.
Unrealistic. Hold him 5 under.
No, that's not unrealistic.
Instead, he went 5 over.
Here's the thing.
Only guy he took 22 shots. Yeah. I mean, nobody else took more than 10.
Here's the thing. First of all, Bill nailed this again in a
Hang
sense.
On. Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess, they game
Joey.
Plan. Using soil tests, yield maps, and field data, they help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Go ahead, Sip.
You can't. Bill said that I was going to play hard because they have to win the game. You're going to run into that this time of year, and you ran into it last night. Analytics are analytics. There's a place in this world for analytics, but analytics do not show you what you saw in Iowa last night. If you just look at analytics, you don't see Iowa play. I mean, they played wow defense
the entire game. All 40 minutes.
It was wow.
I think I texted in our group, I believe it was. They suffocated us.
They did.
I mean, it was when there's one thing you took away from, like, well, there's a couple bad calls or a couple this. They suffocated us.
Yes.
There was,
oh, yeah.
We dribbled into oblivion.
Yep.
How many times?
I mean,
we didn't know, have no place to go, no place. I mean, it was, they suffocated us the entire game.
That was the issue. Yeah. And they're rough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a physical defense. You know what Nebraska's going to get now. If a team can play physical defense, they're going to play physical defense.
Absolutely. They should.
Yeah, they should. And but you can't take into account level of, like, urgency. On an analytics sheet. And there it was. You saw it play out in your saw it.
I want to look at Sturge for a second. And his story was defense. He scored 25 points, 8 for 22, made the, you know, Bill mentioned the three-pointer shot, which was questionable if they should have called the foul. I mean, he was backward shooting that ball. He was basically facing away from the hoop shooting the ball when Sam fouled him.
He fouled him.
I know, but Bill.
Jake, you fouled
watch
him.
Watch the replay.
I know he fouled him.
He's like facing away from the hoop. I get it. I have to call that. But look at the stat sheet. Look at their box score. He did not miss a second. He played every second the game. Did not check out one time. And if you watch him, he was glued to Price Sanford the entire game.
Is that right?
No space. Yeah. I mean, Price made 2 threes.
Didn't do much.
Two of six. He took 7 shots because Bennett Sturge gave him no room. That's unbelievable.
He went 20 minutes of game time without a field goal.
And that's Sturts, who played the entire game guarding him.
Sturts guarded him the whole time.
We talk about Nebraska and their, you know, how fit they are and how long they've outplayed teams at the end and certainly been in good shape. Bennett Sturts must be the most in shape guy in the freaking conference.
He does it all the time. You know that. He plays 40 minutes all the time.
I know.
It didn't look like he, if you take a look at him, I don't think he was sweating.
He's one of those guys.
It didn't even appear. I mean, I couldn't imagine how exhausting that would be.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. You think at some point, show some tiredness. None. No. Never did.
So he had 25.
He was 8 of 22. Again, not that efficient, but 2 of 8 on 3, 7 of 7 at the line. He had 4 turnovers, 2 steals,
2 assists.
Plus 5.
He's good. He doesn't blow me away, but he's good.
He's good. For a team that can't score... If I had told you before the game, if we had a blind test, hey, if Iowa shoots 33% from the field and they score 57 points, you think Nebraska wins, right?
Yeah,
you're saying nice win for Nebraska.
Again, that's a stat sheet. It just doesn't tell you the other end what it looked like. And Nebraska, as Bill said, was suffocated. There was a stranglehold. Yeah. If they got an open shot, now Bill played at Pender. You know how it goes. If you get an open shot when a team's suffocating, you get a little opening, but you're rushed. It's almost not like an opening.
Yep. Yeah.
And Sam had a couple, but they were rushed.
You could tell on everyone. Even they had, this is a pretty good shot. Got an open
rushed.
Shot. It was rushed.
A little rushed. Just a little. Even if it's just a slight rush, it matters. Yep. Everything was rushed. Banks is a menace.
Yeah, Tavion Banks is a great defender.
He is a menace. Yep. I mean, he's trouble for anybody who happens to be guarding. Sam, even. You don't see Sam get disheveled, as Bill says. But he was a little disheveled by Banks a couple times.
Well, and there's a lot of reasons why Nebraska fans now have doubt about what this team can do in the postseason. But in 3 of the last 4 games, it's been major discrepancies on the boards.
Oh, God,
Illinois pounded Nebraska on the boards. Purdue, we know that was horrible on the boards. Last night, again, you were way ahead of Northwestern on the boards. It's a bad team. Last night, 37-24 on the boards, 12 offensive rebounds to 2.
Ouch.
They were the hungrier team, and Nebraska has been that team all year, and every loose ball went to Iowa. They wanted it more. That's problematic to me.
Well, they played like Bill said. They had to win. They had to win. They played like that. The crowd even, not a big crowd, but...
I thought they were into it.
Oh, God.
I thought
bleep,
it was.
Bleep.
Oh, that was.
Price Sanford was a common.
Oh, that was
chance.
That was a rough road scene.
Yeah.
Rough. No, not a huge crowd, but it was loud. And that Sanford stuff,
bleep,
that is nasty.
Price Sanford was the common chant from the crowd.
It was bleep Sanford.
It was let's go Hawks and bleep Price Sanford. Ooh. That was the two things they chanted.
That was it's a rough scene. And listen, if you transfer that for anybody, if you transfer within a conference to a rival, get ready for that. It's going to get rough.
Yeah.
You saw it with Providence St. John's. It's rough. That's the one transfer thing you better watch. If you're going to do it, get ready. You go somewhere like that, It's going to be wicked. I thought it was wicked. I didn't like anything about the scene from right away. I was like, okay, they're playing really good defense. It's rough. The crowd's into it. McCollum's into it. McCollum's good. He's way.
Oh, he's
I think they're
going to
be way better.
Oh yeah.
It's a way different program now too.
The 12 offensive rebounds were the death blow because of how the game was playing out. Because it meant 20 more seconds or 30 more seconds.
Exactly.
I mean, as soon as they got a rebound, the announcer said, there goes more clock. Mm-hmm. There goes more clock. I mean, because they used the entire clock every time, which you knew going into the game. Mm-hmm. But that was limited your possession so bad.
So there's the formula, right? You get limited possessions, and we're going to strangle you on the possessions you get. And you're not going to get anything.
But how many teams play that way, though? I mean, Iowa has made that their philosophy with Ben McCollum. They're going to limit possessions, and they're going to play incredible defense. Not many teams play like that.
Mm-mm.
Which is a benefit to Nebraska going forward because, again, if they get any separation, it's usually good. They could not get anybody open. Like you said, if they were open, rush shots, couldn't believe it was happening, boom, clank.
There was a couple guys for Nebraska that just looked like they had no chance to do anything. Rink was one of them. I mean, he has a hard time in that type of scene, in that type of game. Yeah. He got
to the rim a couple times in the second half.
Yes.
But overall, no.
It
was a rough time. It was very, very rough.
Because he's not very athletic, so it's rough for him. Like, there's a couple guys on that team that if you have that kind of game, they're not gonna be much help. You know? Sam is so big in a game like that.
Sam kept him alive. I mean, again,
he didn't do much to
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Statistically, but he's so important in a game like that to handle the
ball.
How many
times was he poking the ball away on a ball going out of bounds or keeping it alive? Like just every time he's a pest. Like it keeps. You look at Iowa feed. They said Sam Hoiberg is a pest. He is.
Yeah, that makes that.
He's an absolute menace defensively. He is.
He is. That last game in Lincoln's not a gimme now.
No, hell no, it's not.
But I think they'll win that.
If they get swept by Iowa,
it's not a gimme. No, it's not.
If they lose that game, I'm not coming in the next day. I can't be here.
Jake, you'll be
Why'd
here.
Why'd you say that?
Jake, you'll be here.
If this team
Why'd you say that?
Having the most magical season of my lifetime
gets
swept by Iowa.
I'm not laughing.
And that probably would for sure keep them out of the top four. I mean, right now, obviously, it doesn't look great, but that would almost 100% keep them out of the top four.
Did you hear
tournament.
The numbers on the TV show?
Yeah.
They said that if Nebraska wins, this time the score is about tied, I believe.
Yeah.
95% chance of a triple bye.
Yes.
Right.
95% chance.
Yep.
And they had everything happen right. Wisconsin loses.
Boom.
Purdue loses. Yep. So it's like, just let Michigan stay where they're at. And at one, not a problem. And so luckily they did lose.
The game in Lincoln will be difficult because Iowa knows what to do now. Well, they knew what to do, obviously.
And Nebraska has lost two games at home. They're not invincible here.
What'd you say, Jake? We're 4-6?
Nebraska's 2-4 their last six games. Yeah. And again, there's not a bad loss. I don't care about that anymore. This team
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, they've lost games. They're trying to be the team that wins its first ever tournament game for their university and hopes to go to the second weekend of the tournament. And yes, that's still a month away. We still have a month until the tournament begins, which I guess is good news to hopefully figure some things out because they look sloppy the last couple games.
Does he need to lengthen the bench a little bit, Fred? Are you okay with seven?
Think about this. He hates playing guys in the first half with more than two fouls. Barricade gets a second foul with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, and Rink already had two. Uh-huh. Instead of putting Leo Curtis, who was available, or Garcia in, he puts Mast back in.
Hmm. He did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Put him back in with two fouls.
Mm-hmm. It was okay, though.
It worked out. Yeah, it worked out. He didn't foul out. He played 31 minutes, but that was telling about what he thinks about his bigs on the bench right now.
They play with seven. This is the time of the year where maybe it catches up with you a little bit. I don't know if it's catching up. It makes me wonder a little bit when in a game like that where you're so taxed physically, they tax you with their defense.
They do. I mean, and Cale Jacobson off the bench, you know, his first two threes were wide open and air ball.
They drained one at halftime.
That was that might change momentum. And then they drained a three off the bat to make go up back up by eight.
Cooper Koch was a pain. Now, he only hit 3 of 10 shots. He hit 2 big threes, though. He had 10. He was the next highest scorer. They're not great, Iowa.
No, they're not.
They're not bad, though. They're not bad.
No, but offensively, besides one guy, they're
Sturts.
That's the only guy, as I'm watching, I'm going, okay, they have Sturts, and then
Koch.
Yeah, there's not much there. There's not much there where you go, oh, okay, man, no. They have 2 or 3 shooters here.
Banks has been a decent player for them, not offensively last night, 6 points on 1 of 5 shooting. But the thing, a couple things also to add, in a low-scoring game, Iowa made 17 of 18 free throws. I mean, they made missed one late. Like,
huge.
I think they were 15 of 15 with 2 minutes to go. Like, they just made everything, so they didn't give you any chance to...
And
Nebraska missed 3 free throws. Price missed a free throw. Jamarcus missed a free throw. Cale missed a free throw. 11 to 14. That's not terrible, but that's 6 points right there. 11 to 17. They win the game by 5. It was that tight.
Yeah. Hoiberg, Burke, and Frager combined to go 4 of 12 is all. You're not going to win if those guys only make 4 field goals between them. That's trouble. There's a lot of trouble.
5 of 24 on threes.
Hey, Robin wrote that Sanford's getting bumped and held. Did you guys see that with your naked eye?
But they'd finally call one against him. Yeah. But that was
an obvious one.
The whole game.
I didn't think it was just insane. I was kind of watching. I mean, the one he got fouled on was obviously. That was
very clear. I don't see it with my naked eye, but you really got to be watching because it's away from the ball.
I'd have to see it even closer, but I didn't think it was bad. My take on it was also like everyone else's probably is the master of the obvious was, in the second half, when we're bringing the ball up, I don't know how we're going to get a shot up.
I know.
They're on you right away.
That's what I mean. Watching the game going, I have no idea where we're going with this.
It was trouble. They didn't get many looks, and they didn't make them a lot, too. That's what Fred said. You didn't get many looks, and then didn't make enough when you got them. No, I was with you, Bill. That's why I didn't like where it was going. They just didn't. I don't know. Iowa plays really good defense, my hypothesis.
I haven't seen that in years at Iowa.
No, it was suffocating
defense. It was.
It was hard to get anything. I don't know what you do. I mean, I guess what you got to do is get cutters going to the hoop more.
They couldn't cut. There's no... They had
no
ability
to
cut.
They overplay passing lanes a lot, right? So I think you got to get going.
Well, in that situation, and it worked a couple times in the first half, and early second, I mean, you saw Frager have a good drive. Hoiberg had a good, you almost going to go one on one to try to get something because there's no room for anything.
No, I don't know what you, I mean, I think you got to get stuff going to the rim.
Exactly.
You know.
And in those situations, it was a one on one. Those guys got past their one defender and scored.
Nebraska's not, that's not their really
their game.
That's not their game. It's not really their game.
That's pretty important in the tournament, though.
I know
that's
it is.
Pretty important successful tournament teams.
It's a really important conversation because it looks like there's a formula now for teams, you know. And if they got the guys, they can do it. Some teams don't have the guys to do it. They don't. They just don't play good defense. They don't have the guys. But if they do, there's a formula. Purdue had the formula, and Iowa clearly had it.
Here was Fred Hoiberg post game last night.
I'll give credit to Iowa. I thought they really got underneath us. Their physicality overwhelmed us. You looked at the first half, you know, 19-6 on the glass. It's you know, and we're down 5 points. We were still within 2 possessions. And, you know, listen, when they take away passes like that, somebody's got to put the ball on the deck and make a play. The few shots we did get, we unfortunately didn't knock them down. And, again, they made the necessary plays to win the game.
How concerning is the offensive glass just given tonight and the past 5
games? Yeah, I thought, you know, we were better in the last game, and, you know, obviously 2 of the last 3, we weren't very good.
Fred Hoiberg,
I don't think they had an offensive rebound at halftime.
I think you're right. I think it was 5-0 at halftime.
They had no offensive rebound.
See the numbers of rebounds, it was 17-5 at half.
Something that was like that. But no offensive rebounds at halftime. If you're Fred at halftime and you look at the stat sheet, you have no offensive rebounds. I would think you go wild. Like, how do we not get an offensive rebound? You'd think one would fall into your hand.
There was a couple times in the second half, though, there was a shot made. Iowa had 3-4 there, Nebraska shooting. Mm. We had one guy.
I don't know if they're getting back on defense.
There was one guy there, so he had no chance numbers-wise. And they're not a transition
team.
They
don't run.
It's not like they, hey, listen, we don't get back. They're going to whip it to half
court.
They're going to whip it to half court. They're going straight to the rim.
Well, I think they did a good job of just boxing out. I do. You are not always going to get that Iowa team. They look good.
Let's not forget they just lost back-to-back games to Maryland, which sucks. And then they lost by 21 at home to Purdue on Saturday.
Yeah, they dug in their heels.
So the offense was the same as it was in those two games, but the defense locked it down.
They dug in. I mean, that was incredible to watch almost.
Yeah, because they have, like I said, if you get any form of a lead on them, they're not built. It's like playing you know, Air Force, and all of a sudden you're up on them. It's like, okay,
they're in trouble.
Now we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so, no. Do I think Iowa's making some sort of a run? I don't.
I don't either.
But in a one game must win at home. All the stuff.
Yeah.
It was a rough game, but I don't look at Iowa going like, you know, I can see them going all the way to the championship game in the Big Ten.
But that's okay. I mean, this is McCollum's first year, took over for McCaffrey, got fired. I mean, they weren't a good team last year. So they're 19-7, 9-6 overall. They don't expect to make a run. They've had a nice, very good first campaign for McCollum there.
Yeah, 9-6
and they're going to build on this.
Yeah.
Now, Bennett Sturts is gone next year, which is great. We've got to find another Bennett Sturts, which would be very tough to do. But he is a good coach. Very, very good coach. Ben McCollum. And here is him in postgame on Nebraska and Price Sanford.
Nebraska's a really good basketball team. I thought they had a great game plan, particularly defensively. They're super physical, and it was a good game. You know, one thing I do want to make sure that people understand is Peyton and Price. Peyton, you know, obviously played here 4 years. He's a former player. He's a Hawkeye. The Sanford family means a lot to us, Price included, even though he left, obviously, but it was because of a coaching change, so it's totally understandable. He played great. He's having a great season. The Sanford family and all of them are very, very welcome here and certainly appreciate everything that they've done.
Oh, that was classy.
It was classy.
That's really
classy coach.
I wouldn't have been thinking of probably saying anything. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been like, well, you know, that's why you don't leave. That's why you don't live. You know, no.
Do you think he said it because of the rugged nature of the chance?
Probably of the chance, and also if you have anything, like you said, they're a part of that. They have one of their sons played all 4 years there. So,
God dang, is that chant? I mean, is that okay? F, Price Stanford. Mm-hmm. I'm a little startled by that.
I'm not surprised. Iowa fans are not kind people.
Is that?
They come to Lincoln and they just flip you off on the street. Seriously.
Okay, I've got to get out.
Every year they come.
Yeah, we do. Me and you are going to do that.
We got to get out.
Just witness. I hope you can see that. They are not nice people.
I would have been
people.
In that crowd. I would have been startled.
Are they
saying F Price Sanford?
I would think if we were at PBA, we're sitting there.
Right.
You, me, Brian Morrow, we're sitting there watching the game.
And
we're saying F you to somebody if they touch the ball. We'd be kind of going like, I don't know if we should do that. I don't know if that's weird.
I know. Me and Bill aren't like.
Yeah. We love a crazy crowd.
Yeah, we're not.
That would be a little bit that big. I don't know if we want. That's what
we've
we
been
do.
Around. That's what I'm saying. We've been around. That's rough. Saying that over and over. F Price Sanford.
Many, many times.
God.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I want to make a quick comment also on the ref. I'm not. The ref did not cause Nebraska a win, but they.
Don't go there.
But there were several situations that they had to go back to the monitor to check and see. I mean, they call a double foul on Frager and Combs, and they just said, actually, no foul at all. And that was, there's like a couple times in a minute span, they had three times it went to the monitor saying, we got to look at this again.
Look at it again. Nuts.
They had, they did not cause Nebraska a loss, but I'm saying they had some very weird moments last night.
Well, I'd like to go back and see it again. I'm going to say no chance I'm wrong, but that's happened before.
What's that?
The over and back.
On Jamarcus Lawrence?
It wasn't over and back. The ball never came across the court. All 3 points have to come across the court. Mm. Day one stuff. I mean, it's like
it
was not. The ball never crossed. Mm. You can dribble with your feet across and the ball behind and then bring your feet back and you're fine.
Wow.
And so there was not an over. And that was at a critical time. Now, we got the ball right back. And then we had a turnover off of it. That was when Frager got the steal. Then we had a turnover off of it. And then that's when they went to the rack. And that also could have been an offensive foul. It looked like it may have been a defensive foul. Actually, it was the opposite, where Sturts went with the off arm on the play. But yeah, that was that call was like right in front of me, and it was all when he called it. I think he's like, I don't know if that didn't look right, but I don't think. And they showed it, and no one, they didn't really say a word about it. Like, over and back. And they showed it. I'm going, it's not over and back. There's no chance.
Should mention also, in a losing effort, there was some good news. Price Sanford, officially the single season leading record for three-pointers made, did not get mentioned in the broadcast by Kugler and Sean Morse, which I thought was surprising.
That's odd.
Yeah. But he hits two, so he breaks the record for Kerry Cohorn. So congrats to Price Sanford in a losing effort.
52 points.
That's it.
52. Yeah.
Not good.
What'd Maryland have? What'd Purdue have?
Maryland had 77 on Iowa. Yeah. Purdue had 76.
Okay. Maryland had 77.
A bad Maryland team who comes to town next week to Lincoln.
The scene, what'd you think of the crowd?
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, it's a tough place to play.
There was a lot of empties, but I thought it was loud and raucous. It's pretty impressive.
Do you want to see how the fans are doing here on the text line?
Yeah, I want to hear what they
said. Old Dad, season is over for Nebraska ball now.
No. They could win out.
Hold it. Time out. Is that Jake's dad?
It's not him. Nope. Someone says, which I said earlier, I am so tired of Nebraska sports losing to Iowa.
God, they seem to want
they own they Nebraska, to want Nebraska in everything. Women's basketball own Nebraska. Men's basketball simply have owned Nebraska. Football.
They seem to want it bad against Nebraska.
This goes back to Sean Eichhorn's comments back in 2014. I'm not sure they'd still use it now.
I wonder.
But they, it means something to them, and they win a lot.
Yeah. It meant something last night. Or was it just because they know their NCAA situation?
I think their situations where they were at. It's like this. There was a must-win for them.
Didn't you think they played that way?
Yeah, they did.
I thought they played that
Beef Tacos with this. He says, the Michigan loss took it out of this team. They look flat every game since. This is so tough to watch. That was, again, the cloak of invincibility.
Was off.
They were 20-0 trying to beat number 2 Michigan, led the whole game, lose the game. Come back, lose to Illinois. Yeah, you beat Rutgers, lose to Purdue. You beat Northwestern, not good team, lose at Iowa. They have not looked right since the Michigan game.
What is it?
And you go back to like I said, I wasn't here, but I was listening to you guys on the show at the Michigan game after the loss. It was almost euphoric in this room. It was. It was almost
like no Rinky Franker.
They played two starters out. Yeah. Yeah. Two starters out, up by 7 with minutes to go.
It wasn't just this room, though. It felt that way a lot.
Yeah.
It did.
And the feel to,
I get you.
And the feel on this one is a way different feel. And then the feel, I mean, Jake was right. I mean, you have to say it out loud. I mean, against Northwestern, it was bad ball.
For a while.
I mean, for a long time.
For 27
second
minutes.
Half was okay. But
how about 27 minutes?
You're right.
Yeah, it was about 27 minutes of bad ball.
Yeah.
And then it turned and they had, and Northwestern's game. Terrible.
Yeah.
And so there hasn't been a lot with 4 of 6 losses and some things in between.
Okay, so I ask you, what's going on? What's happened? Why are they flat? Is it because they're only playing 7 and now there's
if I was going to start with something, I would start there.
Okay.
I would start with 7.
I think I would too.
And then
this is the time of year.
And then usually you have somebody off the bench. You say, okay, that he's a shooter. Jacobson's
Frager can shoot. He's been off the last couple games shooting the 3.
Mm-hmm.
But he's supposed to be your off the bench 3-point guy.
Yeah, he give you some punch.
Last night he had a nice dunk, but he had some 3 bad turnovers, two travels and a terrible
had
pass.
Had trouble with Sturts too.
Everyone had trouble with Sturts.
Sturts was going around. He was playing Sturts' left hand.
That was weird. I was going to say that was that was odd.
I don't expect you to say anything because of your relationship.
I think I'm clear. I think Rick would agree with that as the relationship.
I thought he was playing his like he thought he was left-handed.
And they commented on the broadcast about that, too. Braden, you're left-handed. Braden, he's right-handed. Braden, you're the lefty. Bennett's a righty. You use your left, doesn't mean he does.
He uses his right. You use your left.
Someone points out the shooter, Connor Asisian. That's the guy off the bench. You don't have him.
That's true.
That hurts.
That would help. Hey, you know
there
what?
You go,
right now, Bill.
Right now, Connor would be huge.
Oh, God.
He would be something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the match.
Just a threat.
Yes. Agreed.
People are freaking out.
See, now, hold on. There's more to this, though. So it's maybe the bench thing where they might be wearing down a little bit. And then what? If you're wearing down, Bill, you played the game. If you're wearing down and a team's harassing you with man-to-man defense, it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
You're tired as hell, beat up, and Tavion Banks is all over me. Yeah, the only now thing, what I mean? Now what?
The only thing you could have done a little different defensively for Nebraska.
Now what?
Yeah, what do you do? Nebraska maybe could have played. Sometimes you can transition from zone to man later in the count type of thing. Or they could have played some zone, just to almost rest on defense because they weren't shooting it. The ball wasn't going up until there was 5 seconds left.
Nebraska wasn't playing much zone.
No, they were those guys know so much more about what they're doing. But you're chasing like crazy the whole time, and they weren't shooting it. They weren't taking that shot. I mean, how many times are you just going to work it, like you said, work it around, and then back to Sturts at 9 seconds. That's kind of what you got. Back to Sturts at nine. And again, defensively, if I'm the defensive coordinator for Nebraska, I'm like, okay, Sturts was pretty good. They scored 57.
57 at home.
They scored 57
you
at home.
You got to win that game.
I mean, it's like, come on.
That should be. You should win that game.
Even though I say something about resting, they played very good defense.
They played great defense.
And that's with giving up the 12 offensive rebounds, but they held them to 57. Yeah. But the clock that was eaten up off of those rebounds, because the ball wasn't going back up.
No, nope.
They got the rebound. The ball was going back out.
Out.
And that's true. The clock. And
that's the formula.
That's why it's crazy. I'm looking at second chance points. You would think Iowa with 12 offensive boards, right. Nebraska 2 would be way ahead. It was 8-4 on second chance points
for Iowa.
They don't
go back up with
it. They don't.
Get it back out. What else is going off the text line, Jake?
Just general sadness.
What about, is anything from Believer?
People are defeated right now.
What? Now, hold on, though. I mean, you got Penn State coming in. You'll get that.
Penn State, Maryland, back-to-back. You got it. You have to get right in these games. You have to win. No excuses at all.
You can sweep USC, UCLA.
You can. And then and we can forget about this. Okay, that was a bad loss. Maybe they find their swagger
and
again.
And I was back in your kitchen.
Don't let those jerks beat you a second
time.
You
just have one concern. It just didn't look good.
It's been that way now for a couple games.
That's kind of your concern. You don't look at it. Like I said, even after the Purdue game, because it was – remember, there was times when it's like, should we just – pull them and save their legs. We're down 20-something.
They're 22 in the second half.
Second half, down 22. But there was times you're watching it going like, okay, now we look kind of like a last night, never did.
Not really. No, because of what you said, they're totally discombobulated on offense, Nebraska.
There was about a one-minute stretch. They looked good. They had back-to-back layups. That was it. One minute. A barricaded layup, I think, that Rink had one as well. And that was the only good time it was.
It was troubling to watch Nebraska's offense. It was troubling. Like, how are you not getting anything right now? They were getting nothing.
Huskers lose 57-52. More on that as the show goes on. Before we get to break, though, if you are hungry,
I am.
Brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go today, Bill?
Early Bird.
It's open right now.
The Bird.
Till 2 p.m. at 19th and K with
Beat Iowa Bird
and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos.
You need to
nachos,
focus on it right now.
A variety.
You need to focus on that game right now, Steve.
Waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, Early
Bird. I was coming here in a month, and we have to have it.
We need to focus on Hawkeye.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
Jake is in a
situation.
I'm depressed right now.
Jake is in a situation.
Iowa.
I got the number of texts, and then my wife just... How's Jake doing?
I need people's help. I need your help to get me.
He's making a cry for
back
help.
Up here.
Yes. He's crying for help.
I am. When we come back, there was a top 10 matchup in the Big Ten. It was a blowout last night. We'll tell you what happened next in Early Break in the Ticket.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable, and will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleav. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleav.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleav.com might be a good place to start.